Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk, bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
All new, all new, all talk new. Turn. Power 109 Radio.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk Bish _ gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a Tootsie fucking roll. It's a Tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Turk Bish _
your boy Turk Bish, and I am back in the building with another episode of Talk with Turk on the podcast. I want to thank all of you guys for being here with me today and continuing to support me as we level up and go to the next venture as a podcast. So y'all already know I'm on the radio every Sunday 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that y'all tune in. You can download the Power 109 Radio app directly from your app store on your phone, whether you have Google Play Store or the App Store on your phone. So just make sure you do that and catch me every Sunday. But y'all already know what I do. I always give love and give flowers to up-and-coming artists, underground artists who are trying to break into the industry. I always give them a free spin on the radio whenever we do an interview for them. And I just show mad love because that's what we do over here. We want to make sure that we all shine and we all level up. And so I do have a special guest here today on the podcast, and I'm so excited to introduce him. So I have Mr. Seven Taylor. He's a music artist, he's a published author, universal connector. His new album, The Clip Off, is coming out 9/27/23, and the new book that he has, I Think I Love Myself, Deep Meditations, Affirmations, and Universal Connections, is available for pre-order now at his website, booksby7.com. That's books, B-Y-S-E-V, the number 7-E-N.com. So I want to introduce Seven. What's going on, Seven?
Hey, what's going on? What's popping?
Nothing much. You know, we always winning over here, and I'm pretty sure you're winning too. I want to continue to give you grace and show love, yes. Give you your flowers, because you've been working hard since we've known each other on social media, and I just want to commend you for your hard work. It doesn't go unnoticed. You know, we all sometimes may feel like we're not being noticed and that we're not working hard enough, but truly, you are a motivator and an inspiration to many people around the world, like myself, because if it wasn't for people like you that I saw in the beginning working hard for their dreams, I wouldn't have followed mine, and I wouldn't have become who I am now and where I am now with the podcast and with radio. So I'm going to commend you for that first and foremost.
I humbly, truly appreciate that. I'm sorry, I had a little problem with there. But I humbly, truly appreciate that, and I thank you so much. And yeah, every day that I get closer and closer to, I guess the spaces I'm supposed to be in, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
And much love and much congratulations to you as well. I'm sorry, this allergy season acting up.
No, it's okay.
But yeah.
But yeah, I want to thank you. Thank you for that, of course. So we're here on the heels of your new project, and I know you're excited. Tell us a little bit about the process. What's going on, the name, and how it's constructed. We want to know. The people want to know. I want you guys to listen on the podcast so that you can, you know, get more music and find out new artists that you never heard of, because you never know, you might like music from people you've never heard from. So make sure y'all tune into that. So Seven, just tell us a little bit about your project.
Yeah, so the clip off started off as an initial thought back in late 2021. The clip off is inspired by the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life. Mm-hmm. The clip off will be the opposite side of the Tree of Life, though. So that's the love, the sex, the rock and roll, the drugs, the addictions that people have. Like, people don't think that they're addicted to things. Mm-hmm. Like, everyday things, like, your phone is an addiction.
Right.
So it's like,
yes.
Everyday things can become very addicting in the physical realm, which we're in, which is called Earth, Malkuth, etc.
Okay.
So as I explored different avenues of making this project, I wanted to, for one, be very transparent in my own spaces of relationships and connections and grief and death and heartbreak and romance and all those different, you know, muster of emotions and experiences. And I feel like my approach to it was to be informative, for one, because a lot of stuff you could look up, but two, also just bring forth a new sound, a new conversation to rappers that happen to be queer, and talk my thing right quick.
Right now, you are a member of the LGBTQ+ and whatever else letter there is. But
yeah, some universal.
Right, so tell us about your experience as an artist of the gay community and your breakthrough, how you had to navigate the industry being that type of artist.
I feel like in the beginning, and I just was having a conversation with someone privately, but I feel like in the beginning, like, my debut was 2014-15. I didn't know much about the actual industry, the culture, the different realms of industry. Like, you have, you know, the underground, you got midstream, you got mainstream.
Right.
But a lot of people don't know that there's three levels to it. And a lot of times people get caught up trying to get to certain levels. I said, well, you got to complete the first level first.
Right.
You know, you got to get your name buzzing in a local scene first before you go global.
Yes.
So I did a lot of that groundwork, mixtapes, features, etc. I feel like for me, navigating those type of spaces, you had to have a passion for it.
Right.
Because you would run into so many places and spaces where people will really try to, like, I guess, demotivate you or minimize your experience or try to compare you to maybe your inspirations or influences or whatever the situation is. And those things are not a problem or a compliment. You know, like, those are not a non-compliment thing to me. Like, if you see something of someone that inspired me, then I'm doing my job.
Exactly.
You know, I'm taking whatever that blueprint is and making it to my own.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like when you are in brown and black spaces and you are happen to be queer or happen to be questionable of what you like, you know, we change every day. you have so many people that are focused on the sexual aspects of you versus your talent.
Of course.
So I had to go in there and reintroduce talent to the situation.
Period.
You know, I get it, I'm attractive, I get it that, you know, you may have those type of aspirations for me, but at the end of the day, I do what I do. I'm an amazing songwriter, and
yes,
and
are.
I'm very talented in what I do. Thank you so much.
Of course.
You know, so I just feel like we always have to represent ourselves in so many spaces, and mm-hmm. and it could become exhausting. So, like, if you don't have a passion for it, which you'll see those type of people.
Yes.
They'll weed out very quick.
Mm-hmm. They sure will. And I'm glad that you did say that earlier, you know, about doing the groundwork first in the local community before you can think about being global, because that's exactly what I had to do, you know, and also being a member of the LGBTQ+, I also had to make sure that I can be in those spaces and be comfortable, because sometimes you're not comfortable when you're in, like, a straight space, per se, you know, just a regular right. space where there's more straight people than gay people. So sometimes you're going to be uncomfortable. So I had to make myself uncomfortable and try to make sure to make myself fit in and just be cool with everybody, just be on a level of, I'm a businessman. I'm business minded at all times when I'm walking out my door at home. And so I had to be the same way in those spaces. And I started doing the groundwork, building the brand as myself, just my name, Turk Bish, before anything. And then it just became, you know, overnight. Like, when I started doing the podcast, it was like, I already put the groundwork in. I have the local community supporting me. And then what to know, you know, I have social media people listening and they're catching on. And then overnight, it just becomes a different thing for you. So now I'm on radio.
You're doing your thing.
Yeah. So
right.
I got on radio because I was able to do it from the ground up and occupy those spaces that a lot of people don't want to occupy. And also, you have to learn your craft. Being passionate about it, you have to learn your craft. So I looked at people like Ryan from Ryan Out Loud and Stevie Sofet, you know, from the Him podcast as well.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup, just $15.99. Delicious to Buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
So shout out to them as well. But I looked
shout out to them.
Yes, I looked at people like them and I actually started researching on my own, you know, how to do this, how to do that. Because if you don't research your craft, if you don't study your craft, Nikki tells us this all the time. If you don't do that, then you're not gonna see any productivity. You're not gonna see any authenticity. So you have to do that at all times and try to make it your own. So I'm glad to see that you've done that, because I've noticed that over time that you've made your craft your own. You have your own sound. Your music doesn't sound like any other artist out there, any other, especially LGBTQ+, because we get a rap for making the same type of music, you know, the ratchet music or the F me in my ass type of music, you know. So like, that's what they're known, the type of music.
Provocative
music, you know. I'm just gonna spit it to everybody straight so they can understand. But that's what my listeners like. So you can be as authentic as you want to on this platform. They're gonna love it, they're gonna get a kick out of it,
right?
And they're gonna stream it. So but just like that is being said, for yourself, you're doing amazing. Now let's talk about your first single for this project.
Yes. So the first initial single for the project, before I even started like formulating it, was 77 This, which that was released last April? last April. I did a whole thing for that too. Yeah, it was last April. 77 This was basically just my reintroduction back to the music scene. Because prior to this project of coming out, I put out Blessed Be, and before Blessed Be in 2020, I put out The Disobedience of Jimmy Taylor, which was all about my rap alter ego. So it was like I gave a lot of variations, and Blessed Be was just the side B to that project. So it was kind of a bridge project to the next big project, which is now the Clip Off.
Okay.
Okay, come on now, clip. But yeah, so it's like 7 Minutes was a sound clip of it, and then I had the House of Seven, which was more so like, which was a hip hop homage type of paying respect to ballroom. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anyone do it like that before. People normally use house music to pay those contributions. I use more of a hip hop based record to pay homage to the ballroom scene.
Love it.
And that's bar filled. and then I had the subconscious side of the Lilith Moon, which is really the dark side of the moon.
Okay.
And it's more, that's more about the dark feminine energy. It's more about the, you know, provocative night,
okay.
The raunchy things and so on and so forth. So I would call them sound clips. Okay. You know, there was, I want to say there wasn't necessarily a big single that was really like singled out. I just think they were just sound clips along the way. Like, I wanted to approach music, which I'm so thankful. I wanted to approach music this time around differently. I wanted to introduce you to music in different intimate spaces and not just your traditional ways. Even when you hear the album, it's totally texturized in different ways of how to take in the listening experience and how many times you're gonna listen. It's definitely replay value. So you're gonna listen to it a lot. Is right about now, it's, you know, exclusively here, it's like 27 tracks that are confirmed. And that includes intermissions and interludes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of, you know, heavy hitters up there.
Okay, so it sounds like a journey.
Oh yes, we going through different dimensions.
Love it.
We, you know, so I feel like I said, I just feel like there were soundtracks. They were just snippets of that time, and I don't think they even scratched the surface of what you're gonna get later on this month.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I'm definitely excited to hear this project, definitely, because your past projects, they're definitely amazing, and I know that you definitely grown over time. So, with that being said, with the
Thank
different
you.
Tracks that you have, now, we both are fans of Nicki Minaj, hey! The queen.
Yes.
So, yes. Being that said, what is one of your favorite bars from, like, your project? Like, your top three bars. Give us your top three bars and name the song. The song
title.
There's
so many. You put me on the spot. It's so many. Like, I'm a rapper.
I know.
It's so many. I got this one. I got this one track. It's called Juice Like Tupac. Or I might be changing it. I might just go back to Juice. I keep going back and forth. You know, some songs you just keep going back and forth the title, but it's inspired by the movie Juice.
Okay.
Which I know it starred Tupac, Omar Epps, and stuff like that. And, you know, the whole dialogue of that song is like, do you really got the juice? Like, meaning, do you really got the flavor? Do you really got the sauce? And I have this one, I think actually, I got a few little things in here.
Ooh, and Juice.
I got, yes, and Juice. Hold on right quick. Cause I got to
hear
that. You know.
See, look, I'm ready to hear these because I'm pretty sure that the bars go. Like, if you're a Nicki Minaj fan, you got bars. You got bars.
Yeah, I got a whole lot of them. Don't put, you know. So on one part, it go, 7 on the re-up, yes, in album 2. Told Nicki I'm rapping, gotta pick a booth. DJing these niggas like my name is Booth. Niggas been eating off my name, but they don't got the coof.
Ooh, hey, okay.
Shout out to DJ Boo.
Yeah, shout out to DJ Boo. Shout out to Nicki.
You don't got the juice like you Nicki. Say you do.
Okay.
Then I got something else. It's a whole lot. I had to pull up my damn, my little what's name right quick. Yes, I am a Venus, but word of Pluto. Heard he a Gemini, but I keep a 2 though. Popping off of things and I drop the top. You TikTok rappers better watch your hips. Oh yeah. Listen, don't get me into it, but yes.
Okay,
TikTok. But it's a lot of,
I just better watch your hips.
You TikTok rappers better watch your hips.
Ah, that's funny. I love that.
Yeah.
Period.
And that's a lot of my rap off the ego, Jimmy, on that. Like, it's like I said, you're going to hear a lot of music up there that's going to make you do the stank face.
I'm ready.
It's rap galore up there.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm happy you said that, though, because I was like, wait a minute. I was like, wait, I do actually got something that I actually mentioned Nikki on it. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. We always going to show Nikki love. Like, when I do my raps, yes, I always put Nikki in there some type of way. Like, yes, it don't even matter. Like, she's going to be in there.
You want to know something as well? She, like, last year, especially last year, mm-hmm, she would always randomly, like when she was on Queen Radio, she would always catch my tweets. Like, you know, she follows me and stuff, but she always would. I like the way she says my name, Seven Taylor, you know, stuff like that. So I got a little surprising thing with that too. But yeah, I've caught a lot of sound clips from her in regards to her saying my name, and even a little Cash App thing that I'm still waiting for, Nikki. But yeah, but I appreciate it. I appreciate the greats, and even shout out to Foxy Brown as well. She's someone that I did interview a few years back, and she reached out to me a few times via DMs and just showed me love and stuff. So it's like a lot of people that I look up to, besides the ones that's not, you know, longer here, they have, you know, we've connected some way somehow.
Okay. Well, definitely, I'm excited for this project. Now, can you tell the listeners, you know, like, what is next, what's coming before the project, like the quiet before the storm? Like, do you have another promo trail that you're going on? Like, you know, just give them the deets and tell them where to follow you so that they can find out who you are and download your music and all of that stuff.
Okay, that sounds dope. No, so right about now, I'm on the first leg of my promo tour. So I started it July 27th. Mind you, let me tell you this. I started my promo tour July 27th. The album comes out September 27th. The book comes out October 27th. You see how the number keep just popping up?
Yes, okay.
And then it's 20, as of right now, it's 27 tracks confirmed for the album. Come on now. Alignment. So, that is alignment. So, That's big alignment. And also, Nikki's saying that she was going to put out the album My Birthday.
Ooh.
Before she switched it to November 17th. She was going to put it on October 20th. That was the universe telling me to go ahead and put your shit out.
Yeah.
Right then and there.
Yeah. It's definitely alignment. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I listen strongly.
And that's what's important, because I always do things by alignment. If it makes sense, then I do it. You know, I'm the type of person, I'm going to work hard, and then I'm going to release the news and release, you know, what's the next big thing for me. I don't give the people too much. You don't let them know too much, because if you do, sometimes you curse your own self, you know?
Yeah.
Because things are supposed to happen in divine order. So, with that being said, you have to definitely just follow suit. Things take time. You know, I have been on, like, a long break, like, to the point where I'm not on the charts right now anymore. But I'm pretty sure we'll be back up there in the next few weeks. But as far as the podcasting charts, I've took a long break since my birthday in May. So it's kind of been like I've been trying to regroup, trying to figure out what's next, what's the next big thing on my mind. And I had to just sit back and just realign myself. And now I'm getting back into the groove of things. I'm on season 4. Mm. So, you know, like you said, it's all about alignment. And I knew, because I was like, Nikki's gearing up soon to do something. And then as soon as I started doing my podcast, we started getting news about her album, like the album release date, and we got information about whatever else she's releasing. So, like, things.
I don't know why, but I feel like you're gonna get an interview with her. I don't know why.
I'm feeling something, and I'm just trying to be patient as much as I can. Yeah. Like, it's so
I'm
like
very spiritual, so it's like things, it just came to me out of nowhere. I do feel strongly that you're gonna get an interview from her.
And that's what I long for, because I know that it's going to change my life. It's going to change my career.
Yeah.
For one, doing the interview with Nicki Minaj, like, I just know it. So I'm just kind of just waiting for my time to happen. I'm just kind of...
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Continuing to support her.
And
show
you
want to
know something too?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say too, I have, just to add to that too, I love that when she did put out, was it the mixtape when she, when Beam Me Up Scotty was now on official platforms, when she did a lot of the smaller brands or, you know, like,
yeah,
she did. I love, first of all, I love that. I think that was so authentic and so dope because they're the ones that really connect with her and really, you know, the bigger mainstream ones is the ones that be just doing some weird stuff.
Yeah.
You know, as we can
all
see.
The time.
But I do feel like I would definitely vouch for her to come onto your show or your radio show or your podcast, et cetera, and you know, and have a whole conversation because you authentically get her.
Yes.
And then on top of that, it's like I've seen other people that she blessed during that run that she did that totally switched up.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's weird. It's, you know, I always say this, it's like it's so weird that people get such pivotal opportunities in their life
and mess up.
And one, yeah, there, and they mess up. They don't say thank you. Mm-hmm. Every person that if you go down my damn timeline, every person, place, or thing that has been on my press tour, and this is the first, like, I got two more legs of it. You know,
right?
I've been nothing but thankful, humble, grateful, and gracious.
Of course.
Because they don't have to do it. You know, they don't have to do it. And people get so big-headed with things, even in our communities and, you know, our community celebrities and shit. So it's just like, at the end of the day, I will shout out Nikki for that, because that was an authentic dope. And I think she should do that with the album, too, to be honest.
And I'm hoping
talk to
that
people that really want to talk to you.
That's
you know?
Exactly what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that during this next album era that she's going to let me do something so I can commemorize for myself, you know, like the moment of this era, you know, and to also help me out, you know, as far as what I'm doing, just showing her authentic love. So I'm hoping that I can be, you know, a contribution to her next era in some way, whether it's an interview, whether she comes on the radio show to support the single, because my radio station,
right,
they always support whatever she releases. I send them the track and they get it in rotation and it stays on rotation.
Yeah, I think y'all would have such a dope, I see it. Listen, if it's not in the first 2 months of the, you know, the album being released, I see top of next year as well, like February, January. Like, you know, I just see it.
Yeah, once, my fiance, when, and that's crazy you're saying it. My fiance literally said last night that she's gonna do something for you or with you. You're gonna do something with Nikki.
Yeah,
and he was
on
like,
the medium, right? So
really, he was like,
baby, a lot of stuff.
He was like, baby, be patient and don't be jealous of your friends. Like, honey, she sent me $51 last night because I nominated her and she won with Nikki the other day.
So, oh, that's so dope.
It was just like, oh my God, like I made an impact to the point where somebody wanna bless me back for their blessing. Like, you literally just got a big blessing
from
Nicki Minaj.
And you are the type of people that will pull it in. You remind me of a lot of myself. Like, we're very selfless.
Right.
You know, it's a difference between selfish and selfless. Selfless individuals will do it because we know that when our alignment hits, it's on a hit.
Right.
And you can't do nothing to intercept that.
Mm-hmm. Because
you know?
When it goes, it goes. Like, when it starts, it gears up, it doesn't stop. Like, and it just, it stays on constant rotation. So, like, I'm ready to see that. Now, I can't lie, though. You know, I'm not, and I love this conversation. This is a great conversation. Ooh. So,
I just got a spiritual download talking to you. That's how I was like, I feel like you're going to talk to her soon. And listen, my predictions hit.
I love stuff like this because, like, I can't lie for myself. I even, like, sometimes I get down and out and I'll be like, she ain't never gonna do nothing with me. She don't really care. She probably be laughing at me, like, don't take me serious or whatever the case may be. And I hear every time people like yourself or my fiance tells me, like, it's gonna happen. Sometimes I can't lie, I be feeling like it's not gonna happen. And I hate to have that mindset. So sometimes I have to don't think like that.
And don't stick that on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Continue to support and show love, because even sometimes, I'm not even gonna lie, in the Barb fan base, like, I've been looked over. And a lot of people have been looked over.
They look over
started,
a lot of people.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
I literally started getting a lot of love from her, a lot of likes at one point, and it was, like, totally different. A lot of people started changing. They was like, okay, she's noticing him. She loves him. It all started with
they
one
do that, but do you see the shift of that? It's like, it's so weird, and it's outside of context. This is outside of context of Nikki.
Right.
Why is it when you see someone giving someone love, now in your mind, you want to emulate that love. It's exactly. Like, why you couldn't just be first?
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people that I've known and been around and seen in and out of the industry, like, not my first, you know, roundabout the situation, but it's like, why do y'all have to wait until so many people are screaming their name to do it? It's like, do it now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If I authentically fuck with your come up,
right?
I authentically fuck with it. I don't need, and like I said, I don't need the round of applause. I don't need, like, I'm legendary in these streets. Like, you know, okay. I do what I do.
Period. So it's like
I don't be looking for it. And like I said, when she does shout me out, or she does say certain things, or like my tweets, or read my tweets out loud, or, you know, like I said, for a while she was going back and forth with me. Like everything I tweeted, she was always seeing it. You know, but it's like at the end of the day, when you are someone, you know, in your life, you know, when you are someone in your life, you always will have that alignment,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And that's what the name of this episode is going to be. Alignment. I love
it. Yes.
I love that. This is such a great conversation. It needs to be had because a lot of people need to hear it sometimes, you know. Just be there and be present in other people's blessings and be happy for them and show them love and show them support, because it's going to happen for yourself one day. I remember when it wasn't my time one day and I was like, it's not going to happen for me. I had a best friend who told me, like, your life is different from mine. My path is different from yours, because my time is coming doesn't mean yours is coming. Just be patient and it will happen.
Yes.
And when it happened, I said, that bitch was right. I was like, everything she said was true, because now everything is happening so fast. At one point in my career in podcasting and the radio, I couldn't keep up. When I got the radio deal, I was like, oh my God, podcast world, radio world. Now I got to research radio world. I got to be prepared for this. And it's hard still. Like, I'm shifting and I'm juggling both sides of the spectrum, as well as being an adult and, you know, as well as being in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's so much that comes with.
We're navigating,
what you're doing.
I call it navigating so many variants of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many variants of you. You coexist in so many, a multitude of different worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a pleasure to, you know, be able to have a. Like, I feel like even with me, now that I'm at the ending step of all the creativity that went into the project.
Right.
And now it's time to market and promote and all that stuff like that, which I've been doing for the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get to reflect.
Yes.
Now I get to listen to songs. It's like, you know, Nicki's new song, Last Time I Saw You. I have a lot of material that I rehash relationships on and disconnections on. And, you know, just a lot that goes into it, because a lot of people don't get to know who you are
exactly.
through the lens of social media. You have to catch a vibe with someone. You have to, you know, you gotta have like a verbal conversation. You're not gonna get to know me through something that I post.
Exactly.
You know, unless it's something that's inviting you into my intimate space. Other than that, you're just gonna just, hey, we're another user.
Exactly.
You know,
and see,
you know,
and I hate people like that. And I hate those situations where you're being used, because for myself, I've invested in so many people in their lives and things that they needed, that when they got to where they needed, they didn't invest in me. And so I had to invest in myself and get to where I wanted to be. And when I got to where I wanted to be and still, you know, climbing to where I ultimately want to be, it's such a different feeling, because you know that you didn't need that person. You didn't need that person's investment. I invested in myself, and I love that about yourself. You invest in yourself.
Thank you.
So
I had to co-sign myself from an early age. When I was like, I'm going to be honest with you, my life has been nothing but spiritual alignment. When I was like 6-7 years old, something told me that I was going to have to co-sign myself a lot in life, because a lot of people are threatened by someone that's multi-talented.
Yep.
Let's be real.
They are.
Someone that's always,
they are. I have somebody, you know, I can name right now that is,
you know,
they hate it. They hate me to the point, we used to be friends, they hate me because they're not multi-talented as I am. And they
are
hate that I get that light.
That you're going into.
Right. They hate that you get that limelight. And I'm pretty sure you got people like that too.
I have a ton of them. I have a lot of people that will sit here and befriend me, and because they are so obsessed with Seven versus being introduced to Charon, they don't know how to separate the two. And I feel like I could catch a vibe with someone. We could hang out. It's never a problem, but I feel like some people are so invested in the public image that they don't get the chance to invest into the deeper aspects of you. And that's why celebrities don't really befriend fans,
right,
or befriend supporters like that, because the supporter is only wanting the brand. They don't really want right. the deeper aspects of you. Mm-hmm. Now you have some people that become supporters to friends, or deep friends, or whatever the situation is, because yes, they're a fan of your work, but they also want to just be there for you intimately.
Intimately,
you know,
yep.
So it's very hard nowadays because the illusions of life is blurred.
It
some
really
people
is.
Say they love you, but they don't show that they love you. Some people say that they hate you, but they don't show that they hate you. I'm like, do y'all know the definition of these words? Do we need to go back to elementary? What's going on? You
okay,
know?
Okay, because over time,
a friend is not that.
Over time, people that's not supposed to be there or enemies will reveal themselves, because that's what's been happening for me for the past like 5-6 years. Of my life, like, people have just been dropping like flies because they weren't supposed to be there. And I'm glad that I'm able to be to the point now in life where those people are gone, and I'm okay with that. But when Nicki did drop this song, I can't lie, it did open up a lot of memories and a lot of wounds that I felt like weren't closed yet. So this song definitely had me, you know, look at a different way of life, put it that way.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I feel like I just did some radio interviews yesterday and then previously and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, every interview that I do, I always tell people my influences, my musical influences. It's Nicki Minaj, Foxy, Lil Kim, Missy Elliott, Jay-Z, and Biggie. If they all were to put together, I will be their love child.
That's an all-star lineup. Love it.
Yeah, these are the people that inspire me to rap. These are the people that, when I look back at their careers and what they've done and how they impacted hip-hop, because they all impacted hip-hop in a different way. Those are some big, like you said, those are some mega stars right there.
Okay.
You know, they shifted the culture. So I'm only moving with people that shift the culture. You know, I'm only gravitating to people that the culture, because I feel like the Clip Wolf is going to definitely shift the culture in regards to music that happens to come from queer artists.
Okay.
You know.
That's why I'm a big fan of Nicki and, of course, Tinashe. I feel like Tinashe is underappreciated.
I love Tinashe.
She's undervalued because...
She followed me back in her mixtape days, so we still follow
me
each other.
Too. She's followed me on one of my other pages. I still have that page on Twitter. I just don't use it.
Yeah.
But she watches my story, too, on Instagram. She actually saw it the other day when I reposted her album track list. So, shout out to Tinashe.
Songs for You is everything.
Yes, oh my God, Songs for You. Songs for You. Listen, Songs for You was an album where I feel like she was learning herself, and she was talking about hard things that she couldn't talk about before. And it was really big of her. And I was vibing with that album because I was on that same wavelength. I was like, it's a lot of things I learned.
Yeah, it came out at a good time.
It really did.
Now that I think about it, it came out at a good time. I was living at one of my other old apartments at the time, and I was still in the 9-to-5 world and stuff. I graduated then, you know, but it was like, it was so pivotal. I was having fun, you know.
Right.
You're dealing with the niggas that you're dealing with, you know.
So we all have that era. We always have that era. Like, look at her. She did Songs for You, and then immediately 333 came out, and it was a whole totally different vibe. It was more so, bitch, I'm that motherfucking bitch.
She's always been, to me, deep, you know, what is it called? Deep baited?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it deep baited?
Wait, you talking about one of her songs?
That's one of my favorite songs from her because it feels like a spiritual ascension.
Yes, it was. It actually takes you on a journey, and smoking a blunt to that and listening to that in some, like, you know, like, well, I have LED lights, and I just
smoke a blunt. Those are the best lights to be under. Yes.
It takes me to another
to listen
place.
To an album, to get into it. And like I said, again, just like Nicki said, I will always rehash that as well. I just actually went, I got some new, I already have headphones, but I just bought me some new ones because I want everything new.
Right.
For the 27th. But definitely go out, y'all, and please go and invest in some headphones. The AirPods is not going to give you what you need. When you listen to my album, you listen to Nicki's album, and so on and so forth. please go get you some overhead ear headphones.
Okay, I got some on right now while we're doing this podcast.
Yes, it's going to give you the real experience that they had in the studio. Mm-hmm. Those AirPods, it's cute for a little jog. They're right. Not cute for an album experience. I'm just letting you know right now.
They really
and real musicians know what's up. You know, they know what I'm talking about.
And real people that's doing entertainment know what's up, because I had to have a pair for sure. So definitely get you some when you listen to some music, and definitely get some when y'all go listen to the motherfucking clip off, bitch. Okay.
Yes,
because it's coming out. So tell them again, Seven, when it's coming out, and then tell the people where to follow you.
Yes. So the clip ball will be on all platforms, all streaming platforms, and definitely go download the album. So go purchase it. It's worth it. Right about now, it is 27 tracks. And once we do some other things, it might stay at 27 tracks. But if it don't, it don't. But I want to say, most importantly, it will be an album that many people can have so many conversations about, because I talk about a vast of emotions, experiences, and so on and so forth. And I want to thank everyone that's featured on the project. I want to thank everyone that was very instrumental in supporting me. I want to shout out my friend Jerron, and just everyone that has been such an advocate for me behind the scenes, because anyone know that when you're putting together something masterful as this, you're going to need a village behind you. So I want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you, you know, for just allowing me to come on your podcast and speak my creative narrative, you know. And so in stores and online stores, September 27th, go get that. Book online stores, booksby7.com, 1027.
Album is
927, yes.
All right, y'all heard it.
Seven.
Well, you got something else?
And follow me on social media at 7, S-E-V, the number 7, E-N-T-A-Y-L-O-Y.
Okay. Y'all heard it. Make sure y'all go and follow him on all social media. Make sure you go and download all his music, all his previous work before the new album Clip Off comes out. So make sure you go and do that. Make sure you download, rate, review, do all you have to do to support this artist. Y'all know, as my supporters, we support other artists. We're going to also play his music on the podcast, as well as the radio. We're going to give him the free spin on the Sunday of his choice. And, of course, we'll give you more information about that. But for the listeners that support me every Sunday, I want to shout you guys out for listening every Sunday faithfully and loyally every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Power 109 Radio. Now, Seven, go ahead and introduce your latest track so we can add it into the rotation and we can get it on in there for you.
Hey, what's popping, y'all? It's your boy Seven Taylor, and you are now listening to Call on Planet Earth featuring Danny Fiend. Shout out to Danny.
All right, you guys, don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me. Turk Bish.
This is your boy Seven Teller, and you're now listening to Talk with Turk with Power 109 Radio. And here's my new single, Call on Planet Earth, featuring Danny Singh. And make sure to go grab your copy of The Clip Off and all online stores on September 27th. Yeah.
Fresh new music. I'd rather be your beat, baby. Fresh new music. I'd rather be your beat, baby. What you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway?
Make that ass clap, she don't need no applause. High fashion.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
A couple little niggas in that green. wanna fuck, fuck, fuck off the dean. You wanna be like that Billy Billy Jean. But I'm better than a nigga in a thriller. Got a couple little niggas that's iller. I said cop, cop, cop me like a dealer. I put you on a high, nigga, I'm your dealer. I'ma supply you and ride you and fine on you. Give you brain, brain too. What's my IQ? I'ma supply you and ride you and fine on you. Give you brain, brain too. What's my IQ? Fuck it up. I got a bad bitch moving in the clutch. This a super, super, super deluxe. My name in the course, but I don't fuck. But you see, these rap niggas ain't rapping like me. I'm moving weight and out of that D. I'm busting good, coming, coming lucky. I'ma supply you and ride you and fine on you. Give you brain, brain too. What's my IQ? I'ma supply you and ride you and fine on you. Give you brain, brain too. What's my IQ? Are you high right now? Are you coming down? I see lights in the sky, making alien sounds. Are you high right now? Are you coming down? I see lights in the sky, making alien sounds. Sound. Gentlemen, this is a wonderful place to be right now. You are now tuned in to the greatest. Flick it up on the internet. I don't boast, but niggas is on my intellect. I'm in tune, you niggas can never intercept. I'm an alien superstar, what a beat though. Elite niggas gotta keep me on a D-low. I'm pushing P, I ain't talking about that P-code. You pussy niggas gotta respect the G-code. I'm a LLC, hit Hollywood, niggas gotta LA me. I just run up in them streets and I cook in the heat. All these niggas wanna know, like, 7, can we eat?